This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
The first thing I turn on when I wake up.
The best.
On Mix 94.1.
Who voted? Did you vote?
I did vote by mail.
By mail?
Yeah.
I went and voted. I got home from the TV show and I told my daughter, this is her first time that she was able to vote. I said, let's go do our civic duty. Let's go vote. She was very excited. She's like, my first election. And I was like, you know, there probably won't be a ton of people out there. The primary votes are not as big as the, you know, other, you know, the regular elections. She's like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, so just don't expect too much. It's not going to be very exciting. She's like, okay. So we all get in the car. We drive to the polling place by my house. I'm like, there's a lot of cars here. And we pull in, there's people everywhere. The line goes around the building. I was like, wow, there is a huge turnout. And so I said, and we had brought our ballots that were sent to us in the mail because you're supposed to surrender those when you actually vote so you don't vote twice. And I'm looking and I'm like, that line is not moving. Do you guys just want to fill these out and drop them off? So it's me, my husband, my daughter. I have one pen in my purse. So first I go, I fill out my ballot. Then I give the pen to my husband. He fills his out. He's like, who'd you vote for Ward, blah, 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 and this. I'm like, oh, I voted for so-and-so. He's like, okay. So he votes for them. And then my daughter's in the back. She's like, I don't know what some of these things are. I'm like, well, you've got plenty of time. Google it. So she starts Googling people in the car. I'm voting for so-and-so for this and so-and-so for this position. And I was like, okay, yeah, just do what you got to do. So we ended up not going in. We ended up filling them out at the polling place and dropping them off there. But we didn't actually go in to vote. But she said, I will always remember my first time voting. Because we did it in a car. I was like, yes, you will. You will always remember this was your first election.
I like that. And that's something I think I remember my first election. It was a presidential election. And my parents tell me it's a big one. It's a presidential election. And I didn't take it too seriously. I was, you know, 18. I don't even care in the world. But I still went through with the process and did it. I voted for Ross Perot.
Oh, my. So what year was this? 1992?
92.
Oh, wow. Ross Perot. I remember my dad talking about him, but I don't remember. What was it about Ross Perot that made you feel like he was the man for you?
He wasn't, to be honest. It was like I worked at the inn at Lambertville Station at the time, and one of my coworkers was gung-ho on Ross Perot. And she's like, you get to vote. I'm like, yes, you got to vote for Ross Perot. He's the alternative candidate and everything else. I'm like, I'm in. And she gave me a shirt. So I would wear a Ross Perot t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, I knew nothing about the guy. I just, he's the wild child. He's the, wasn't it with Bush, Clinton, and then Perot were the three, I think, in 92. And he's like, oh, everyone else is Bush or Clinton. I'm going to be the Perot guy because he's different. And I remember wearing the t-shirt. I was at a grocery store. Again, I knew nothing about the guy. And someone made a derogatory comment to me about the shirt. And I was like, what? Not my shirt? What? I remember telling my parents, like, hey, someone says something about my shirt. And like, well, that's politics. Welcome.
People not that's going to happen.
Yeah, and maybe you should learn about the guy whose t-shirt you're wearing. Like, it's a cool shirt. I'm going
to
wear it.
I just wanted to wear this shirt.
Yeah,
but that's funny.
I'll never forget that I had a Ross Perot t-shirt from 1992.
What was the what first in your life do you distinctly remember? Is it the first time you voted? Is it the first time you drank alcohol? Is it the first time you, I don't know, went out on a date? What is the first from your memories that is just embedded there? The first that you experience that you will never forget. Does anyone have another one of those? I don't remember voting for the first time. I cannot remember what election I voted in for the first time. I don't remember who I voted for. I don't think it was like, my parents never were like, you have to vote. I think they wanted me to, but we didn't really talk politics in my house very much. My mom just always said, don't tell people what side you're on because it's a very divisive topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so I'll never tell. But then, you know, as I grew up, I started to, I started to talk about it more, but I don't remember that. I do remember my first, I won't say it was my first alcoholic drink, but I do remember my first alcoholic drink on my 21st birthday, and it was a mind eraser. My friends bought me a mind eraser. They're like, you gotta have a mind eraser for your 21st birthday. And I was like, what's that? And famous last words. That was truly erased my mind. It was like Kahlua and club soda and I think vodka. And you drank it with a straw. And you just drank it fast. And it tasted like Dr. Pepper. It didn't taste like anything bad. So I had one of those. I had two of those. I may have had three or four of those. And the rest of the night is a complete blur. That was on my 21st birthday. That is a memory I want to say that I'll never forget, but actually that's wrong. I actually did kind of forget it. I do remember the first drink, though.
The mind eraser. That was a thing back there in the 90s and early 2000s, I think. You would go out and two mind erasers, please. Or two, I remember there's another one called Surfer on Acid, which I don't know what was in it, but I remember ordering Surfer on Acid's mind eraser. And did anyone ever give you a cement mixer? Oh,
I think I did have one of those. It got chunky before your eyes.
It would as soon as you put it in your mouth, it would get chunky.
Oh,
it would curdle in your mouth. So I don't know what was in it, but it was something. Maybe it was Kahlua. I don't know what it was, but it was the cement mixer because it was like a cement mixer. The cement inside flopping around. It looked like a regular shot, and as soon as you put it in your mouth, it would curdle, and it was awful. And the person would usually spit it up, and that was
there
the
was
joke.
Dairy and there was lime in there.
Is that
right?
What it was? That what mixed together. I forget what it was, but I remember giving one of our coworkers a cement mixer on his 21st birthday at Studio 54 at the MGM Grand. His name was Juan. I'm like, do you want a cement mixer? He's like, yeah.
You are no longer friends. After that, they were like, no, thank you. What other firsts do you remember? Let's see. The text line says, the first time I was really away from my family is a first. I remember it was when I went to college and realized that I was truly on my own for everything. I cried. I remember that. Well, aside from college, I remember when my parents dropped me off here in Las Vegas, and I was so scared because I was in a different state than them. I didn't know what to do, but I had my first apartment, and I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to keep it clean. I'm going to organize things. It's going to be so cool. And yeah, I totally remember that.
Same here at UNLV. And I arrived and stayed in the dorms the very first night. I just checked in. And I just remember I felt so alone because I had nothing in that dorm room, but I had an alarm clock, a clock radio. So I remember turning on the radio to listen to music, and the station's not even here anymore. It was 103.5. Remember The Edge?
Yeah, vaguely. It was here when we moved here. Yeah.
So I turned that radio station on and just listened to that radio station. I had the radio station on all night because I just felt so alone. Didn't know anybody in a dorm room by myself, not knowing a soul. It was pretty heavy, and I got to meet friends and everything after that, but I'll never forget that first night. That's a first you don't forget.
This is from Sarah. She says, I remember the first time I gave blood at school and nearly passed out in front of my crush. Embarrassing. Yeah, that'll do it. I got kind of lightheaded the first time I donated blood, too. I have to eat something immediately after.
Because that's where they have the donuts and the sugary food afterwards, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To kind of help you out after that.
Oh, man. This one says, I remember my first sexual experience in a movie theater in the late 90s at the Godzilla movie. Don't judge me.
Well, the movie was boring, so you were looking for something else to do.
I never saw Godzilla. Oh. I don't even know, but thanks for the tip. I'm going to go back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!